There was a young boy who had a nice sister, two parents, and one day he had to do a project for school in first grade. So he goes, "Mommy, where were you born?" "Philadelphia." "Where was Dad born?" "Chicago." "And where was I born?" "In New Jersey." "And my sister?" "In New York." And the boy thinks and goes, "How did we ever find each other?" Because he missed the obvious, that we are intimately connected with one another. And this is what the great fast sometimes misses to convey, or on the contrary, we forget that one little thing, that we are connected. There is no such thing as a private sin, and there is no such thing as a private virtue, and there is no such thing as private repentance. We are meant to repent as a group. On the far side, on your right and my left, there's an icon, and it's the Blessed Mother and the saints praying. And in the middle of that icon, you will see the painting of this very church. I think they would have painted each of us, but they couldn't fit it. So they painted a church as a symbol, how the Blessed Mother and the saints in heaven continue to pray for us. Sin is a very egotistical thing. It's almost like sorrow or pain. When you're in pain, you think you're the only one with it. There was a family that was going through a lot of pain, and one of the children noticed that the parents were always crying about it and said, "Don't forget, we're going through it also." So the process of Christian repentance or becoming better is not motivated by myself, by the ideas that I failed, I'm disappointed in myself, I'm even angry at myself. No. Christian repentance is motivated by the love and the kindness that I feel for each of the people in my community. You deserve a better person. You deserve for me to try hard. You deserve for me not to give up again. And we are in it together. You pray for me, I pray for you. You give a good example, I give a good example. And that constant struggle. We have been together as a church for over half a century. That says a lot for any community. So when we think of repentance, we might regard it that it is meant to show us that what is best for God is best for me. And the true worship of God is living the way He wants us to live. It's like your parents. Remember, you always thought when you were young, "Oh, they're forcing me to go to school. Oh, they're making me do all this work." And as you get older, you said, "Oh, they're doing it for my good, so that I might have a better life, so that I will live better." It's the same with religion. People who don't think about it think, "Oh, man, don't do this, don't do that. It just takes all the happiness out of life." Instead, when you say, what's the best way to worship God? Take care of His children, which is you, which is your neighbor, which is a stranger, which is who is even your enemy. Sometimes people say the best revenge is a good life. I hate to keep revenge as a motivation. What about the best friendship, the best kindness, the best way you show your love to other people is by taking care of yourself, by being kind, by never giving up, by struggling with yourself in as much as everyone else has to struggle with you. So when you think of repentance, don't think of it as a solo project. It's just me. We all have a responsibility for each other. Remember, one of the first questions in the Bible that was asked was by Cain, when he said, "Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my sister's keeper?" Yes, and the first way you can help them, be better than you were last Lent. That is the way we worship God. Slava Isusu Christu.